Good evening. Study this evening is on being a son, or being adopted, or gaining the inheritance that God has planned for those who love Him. Hebrews chapter 5, there verse 12, the people are chided for not being teachers yet. By this time you ought to be teachers, Hebrews 5 verse 12, and have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles or the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice and have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching, or the first principles, as the King James says, about the Christ, let us press on to perfection or maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, of instructions about washings, laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. We'll return to these first principles at the end of this lesson. But the teacher here in Hebrews goes on to talk about, in verse 12, that those who faith and patience inherit the promises. And then again in verse 17, that the heirs of the promise are mentioned. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He has the preeminence. He's the firstborn of the dead. He's exalted at the right hand of God. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's our Maker. He's our Creator. But man seeks to have a son. He seeks offspring, descendants. And in face of not being able to have a son, those are next in line, as Numbers 27, verse 6 through 11 points out, if you have no son, then the inheritance goes to his daughter, then his brethren, then his father's brethren, then the kinsmen of his family that are next to him. But we all seek to have children to leave an inheritance. If not able to do so, many adopt. That is, one can be placed as a son. There are those who receive adoption, who are waiting for adoption. Romans chapter 8, there verse 15. Romans chapter 8, there verse 15 speaks of adoption. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. So we seek to receive adoption. We are waiting for an adoption, that is, the redemption of our bodies. Chapter 9, verse 4 of Romans speaks of those who are Israelites, to whom belongs the adoption as sons, and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the temple service and the promises. That was true of the children of Israel. They were the heirs. When the land was divided, they inherited the land. They kept the genealogies. They knew what tribe they were from, what family they were from, what land belonged to who, as it was inherited through the generations. We also seek a land. We're like Abraham. We're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God. We seek a land. As the children of Israel came out of slavery, out of Egypt, and sojourned toward the promised land, they followed Moses, but Moses didn't lead them into the promised land. Joshua led them across the Jordan River into the promised land. Jesus is our Joshua. Jesus leads us across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. Galatians chapter 3, there verse 26 and 27 talks about Abraham. Of course, God back in Genesis 12 made three promises to Abraham. He made him that he was his seed, his offspring would be as the sand of the sea. They'd be a great nation. He promised them a land that he sojourned in, where he would go from place to place there in the land of the Amorites and dig wells, and they would run him off, that he would inherit that land. And some 400 years later, his descendants inherited the land, and Joshua led them into the Promised Land. And he also pointed out there was a seed. That seed is Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ or clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise." Back in verse 16, he pointed out, the promises were spoken to Abraham and his seed. He does not say, "and to seeds," plural, with an S, as referring to many, but rather to one, "and to your seed," that is Christ. If we are Christ, we are heirs according to the promise to Abraham. Abraham had great faith, and he searched for a city whose builder and maker was God. He searched for a land of promise, and we follow our Joshua, we follow Jesus into the Promised Land. Christ is the seed. If we belong to Christ, then we're Abraham's seed. We are heirs. We have the inheritance according to the promise. We seek to have a part of it, something to be left to us. Sometimes in this world, our inheritances are cheated from us. It doesn't happen. Someone else gets it. But we can have faith in God if we believe and obey God, but we'll receive our inheritance. We'll receive the promise. It'll be left to us. We'll have a part in it. It'll be given to us as a gift, as a possession. The righteous will inherit the land, as Psalms 37, verse 29 points out. Of course, they persecuted Jesus. They said, let's kill the heir. Jesus was the heir. He has the inheritance, Matthew 21, verse 38, Mark 12, verse 7, Luke 20, verse 14. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7, well, verse 5, said that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." Therefore, you no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, an heir through God. Chapter 4, verse 30. "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman." We seek to be the heir of righteousness. Hebrews chapter 1. And there, verse 2, points out that Jesus is the heir of all things, through whom He also made the world. Jesus is our Creator. But also it points out in chapter 6, verse 17, that we may be heirs of salvation. Chapter 6, verse 17. "In the same way, God desired even more to show those who are heirs of promise the unchangeableness of His purpose, interposed with an oath." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 speaks of the heirs of righteousness. In this case, Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, had in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. We seek to be righteous as Abraham was righteous, as Noah was righteous, by faith. A faith that believes, faith that obeys God, as Abraham and as Noah did. If we're in Christ, we belong to Christ, we're heirs to the promises. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. Speaking of through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We seek to be heirs of eternal life, to be heirs of righteousness, to be heirs of salvation, to be fellow heirs with Christ. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He promised to those who love Him? So we have faith in the Lord. We love the Lord. We can be God's heirs. We can be heirs of righteousness. If we believe in the gospel of the grace of God, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. First Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. You husbands likewise live with your wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Here the condition that we need to be a praying people. We need to be in subjection to those who we are in subjection to. Love those whom we ought to love as a husband and a wife, that our prayers may not be hindered. If our prayers are hindered, we're certainly not going to be heirs of righteousness, heirs of the grace of life. And our husbands and wives, we will not be fellow heirs together if we do not do these good things. Inheritance. We seek an inheritance to be a, to have a part, to have a lot. By the word of God's grace, we can have an inheritance. Acts chapter 20, there verse 32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. If we're not set apart for the service of God, if we're not holy, then we will not have the inheritance. We will not inherit the promises. But if we are brethren, if we are sanctified, we have an inheritance through the word of His grace. Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26 and there verse 18. The preaching of the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles was, verse 18, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me, that is, in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. We need to turn to God through Jesus Christ to gain the forgiveness of sins through His blood, that we might be sanctified, that we might be holy, that we might be servants of God by faith in Christ Jesus, that we might have the inheritance. of eternal life, of salvation. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. There, verse 11. In Him, that is in Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Our only hope is Christ. There's one faith, there's one hope, there's one Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek to obtain an inheritance. We trust in Christ. God has planned, He has purposed, He has predestined, He has preordained all this to the praise of Christ, to the praise of His glory. The giving of the Holy Spirit was the earnest, the down payment on the of our inheritance. Titus chapter 3 verse 7 points out that we can be heirs. We have the hope of eternal life. We are justified. Of course, we're justified by the blood of Christ. We're sanctified, redeemed. All these things are possible by the blood of Christ, the things He did on the cross that allow us to be heirs of salvation, of eternal life. Heirs of the promise. Heirs of the promise that we might be blessed. If we're sanctified, we're forgiven, we're predetermined, predestined, redeemed, bought, we can be the children of God, sons and daughters of God, and receive the inheritance through adoption. We can be glorified. If we suffer with Christ, we can be glorified with Christ. We can be justified. Our faith, our trust, the love of God gives us hope. We seek righteousness. The righteous shall inherit the land. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, belongs to those who are the heirs, who have the inheritance, who are adopted as the children of God. James, again, James chapter 2, and there verse 5, to sum up. James chapter 2 and verse 5. We can be heirs of salvation, heirs of the kingdom, if we love Him. Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him? And that's the question, isn't it? Do we love Him? We can be joint heirs with Christ. We can have a part of the inheritance, being children of God. All these blessings, all these promises of eternal life and salvation are in Christ Jesus. We can have a lot, a part, a portion. Like the land was divided to the children of Israel, we can inherit the land, the promised land, the city whose builder and maker is God. We can have a part in it. We can have an inheritance as the adopted children of God. If you believe Jesus is Lord and Christ, the only begotten beloved Son of the living God, you're willing to repent of sins, confess His name, be baptized into Christ, then you can be Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise as you've been baptized into Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you're an heir. Obey the gospel as we stand and sing the song for your encouragement.